How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you like. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Alrighty, everybody, what a wild, wild weekend we're having. Obviously, college football in full throttle. We got the NFL going on right behind us as we're talking to you on the air right now. Green Bay Packers, New York Football Giants playing in London, 20-10 at the halftime. NBA hoops literally right around the corner now, even more so. Golf in full throttle, the playoffs and baseball happening. We got some craziness going on there with teams coming back from 9 runs, 8 runs down. Yep, Seattle doing it to Toronto. Mike, good morning, brother. How are you, man?
I am doing good. I am probably just like you, brother, watching your Packers and Giants right now. And I'm wondering if our friend John Poulter has come back from the ledge and his Toronto Blue Jays lost.
Yeah, pretty tough one, man. When you're up 8-1 in the fifth and all of a sudden it goes pretty haywire from there. We're going to get the skinny from John on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Keep it close. We'll be right back, everybody.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me, tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we're going to talk to the real John Poulter, who I'm sure is probably furious, probably beside himself after one of the craziest baseball games I think I've ever seen in my life, where a team is up 8-1 and the end of the fifth, and then before you know it, it's 10-9, and that's not the team that was winning is no longer winning. It's just insanity. It's craziness, but it happened. The Guardians, they get it done against the Rays, and I think pitching is just ridiculous for them. We'll see if that can continue. Mets, they rebounded. Phillies, they get it done against the Cardinals, and I guess that'll be it for Albert Pujols. But let's welcome in John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Not bad, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Living in the Valley of the Sun, this is about that time of the year where we're pretty thankful for that, and mornings are nice. Days are pretty nice, evenings are nice, and but that's all good and fun and all that. But I got to think that this morning you're really scratching your head about what happened with your Toronto Blue Jays as they were winning this game 8-1 after the fifth inning, and then the wheels fell off, John. That's all I can say.
Well, the wheels fell off and the roof caved in all at the same time, I think, is probably the better way to describe it. I shouldn't say I don't understand it, because I thought when Schneider took Gausman out of the game, when he was dominating the game, yes, Santana was coming to the plate, and he's been a Blue Jay killer over the years, even going back to his days in Cleveland, and you know, he was at 93 or 94 pitches, but he'd been pretty dominant throughout the game, and I don't understand why he took him out, and that to me was the start of the downfall, and then it just went from bad to worse, and you know, then in the eighth inning, they had the little pop-up with two out that should have been caught, and there's three of them standing there, two of them run into each other. It was kind of like watching a T-ball game, little pop-up for all of a sudden for a three-run double, and the game is tied. Very, very frustrating. it's just one of those things. You just have to sit back and say, this team just isn't ready yet to take that next step. They thought they were, but clearly they're not. And some changes have to be made. I think they can't go into the next season with the same group of players. There has to be some changes. Otherwise, this is going to become a regular thing.
Mike, are you there? Well, I'm not hearing Mike right now, so I'll jump back in. There you go, Mike. Go ahead.
Scorpion's got the phone line again. You know, John, I hope that you come back from the ledge. I was kind of looking forward to a game three. You know, I don't really have a dog in the hunt, you know, but I was kind of rooting for Seattle just because they're from the part of the country that I grew up in. So, you know, it's that kind of thing. But you take a look at the game and the pitching change. I'm with you, John. I don't understand why you make that pitching change. Like you said, he was being dominant. I mean, was it one of those things where maybe the analytics side got in the way, or what do you think was the reason? I mean, I know it's baffling for you, it's baffling for me, it's probably baffling for the whole city of Toronto at this point.
Had to be analytics. Can't think of any other way to describe it. You know, as I said earlier, two things came to mind here. Santana was coming up for the third time. Maybe they had predetermined that they didn't want to let Gausman face Santana for the third time. Had to be. I mean, I just can't see any other excuse. I mean, Gausman had been pitching well. He hadn't been behind very many hitters. Yes, he'd thrown 93 pitches, but he'd been throwing very, very conservatively. And with an 8-1 lead, why would you take out a pitcher that was pitching well? Why would you fix something that wasn't broken? I just don't get it. I think John Schneider's got a lot of questions to be answered. I haven't seen the videos yet of his post-game comments to see what his thoughts were, but you know, Santana's killed the Blue Jays for years, going back to his Cleveland days, but still, I would have left Gausman in there, try and let him at least get through that inning.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball postseason action, and I can hear the disappointment in your voice, and rightfully so. I get it. I understand. However, at the end of the day, it was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen, and I don't mean that in any negative way. It was craziness. It was chaos. And
yeah.
One of the craziest comebacks that I think I've ever seen in my life. With that being said, I think I'm a little shocked that the Rays went out in two, the Blue Jays go out in two, the Cardinals go out in two. The only ones standing here are the Mets, and I'm expecting the Mets to beat the Padres, but you never know what can happen there. Are you shocked at, like, the lack of competition, I guess I would say?
I am, but when you look at the other two series, you can kind of see what happened. I mean, Tampa Bay and Cleveland was just a good old-fashioned pitching duel times two. 2-1 in the first game, 1-0 in 15 innings in the second game. That, to me, is just good baseball. Especially if you don't have any skin in the game, you can sit back and you can watch a game like that and you can enjoy it. Cardinals' bats just went quiet at the wrong time of year. And Philadelphia, great example of if you have a couple of good starting pitchers, and you know this is not to discount the St. Louis starting pitching, because Mikolas and Quintana, I thought, pitched very, very well, although I think Oliver Marmol was guilty of the same thing as Schneider was when he took Quintana out on Friday. I thought that was a very strange thing to do, given how he had been dominating a game which at that time was scoreless. I think the Tampa Bay situation and the Cleveland situation, as I mentioned, was good pitching. The Cardinals just didn't show up with their bats, and whether the bats didn't show up or whether the good starting pitching for Philadelphia dominated them, we don't know, probably a combination of both. But what a great example of a team that has two good starting pitchers being able to dominate a very short three-game series by winning the first two games through two great pitching efforts. You know, I guess it says an awful lot for the quality of those two starting pitchers, but it was disappointing to see the Cardinals I wouldn't say fold, but certainly not come to the plate the way that we've been seeing them come to the plate the last 6 or 8 weeks. And to see Molina and Pujols go out that way is a little disappointing, I think, for any baseball fan.
You know, John, in the couple minutes we got left before the break here, I just want to – it's one of those things where you take a look at the Cardinals and you take a look at Molina. Are we – I mean, there have been great catchers in the past, but Molina is just one of those guys that he makes an appointment television to watch what he does to runners, how he commands the game, how he calls the game. Molina's a first-ballot Hall of Famer, isn't he?
Oh, I think he is. I mean, what's going to be interesting, obviously, he and Pujols are going to be on the same ballot. And do they take votes away from each other? I think that will sort of stop either one of them being a unanimous vote. But I think both of them are going to get in on the first ballot. We obviously don't know the rest of the players yet in their entirety as to who may be on that ballot. But you have to think those two guys would be first ballot Hall of Famers. And, you know, we talked about the Cardinals playing well at the end of the season, and this great run that the Cardinals had sort of started right around the time that Molina came back in late July from being on the injured list with that knee problem. So no coincidence in my mind that they started to play really well when he came back. And I've seen some great catchers in my time. Pudge Rodriguez was great. Carlton Fisk was great. In my mind, nobody will ever match Johnny Bench as a defensive catcher, and I say that with all due respect to Yadier Molina. But Molina was a money player, and for the most part, he came up with base hits when they mattered. He was a clutch hitter. Sad to see him go out in a two-game sweep, and certainly in a game where the Cardinals did not score any runs.
I think it was general pretty tough seeing the Cardinals go down like that, because I was kind of pulling for Albert Pujols to have a magical October run and just, you know, one for the ages since he played so well after the All-Star break, and just kind of tough to see. Anyways, I hear the music. I know we're up against it. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue talking to John Poulter. We'll set up the rest of the, well, we'll take a look ahead at what's to come, and then we'll break down the game with the Padres and Mets as well. So keep it close. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. John Poulter, our guest, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll be right back. Everybody, keep it close.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
That's the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then, if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy, hanging out with me and my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. We have our professor of sports, John Poulter, with us, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk baseball. We talk hockey with John. And obviously, it's postseason baseball time and very early in the NHL season. So we'll be getting to that real soon, John. Just don't you worry about that. So it's right around the corner. But more important, we got to get in touch with the Padres and the Mets in this Game 3 to see who will be going on to the ALDS, and we'll see what happens. But how did the Mets win? How did the Padres win? And it seemed like the Mets really got their bats going, and I think if that momentum carries over to later on in the ball game, it could be big trouble for the Padres, to be honest with you. So what say you? How do the Mets get it done? How do the Padres get it done?
Well, I think it's going to come down to pitching, Andy, as it always does in these types of games. Musgrove going for the Padres. Chris Bassett going for the New York Mets. Scherzer was very disappointing in Game 1, and DeGrom came through in Game 2. I was a little surprised they went to Diaz so early on Saturday night. In the seventh inning, I think he threw 28 pitches, so that has to kind of cross your mind with how do the Mets use Diaz tonight in a close game late? Can they risk bringing him in the eighth inning, or does Showalter have to hold him out for the ninth inning, hoping that they can get to the ninth inning with a lead? I think that's going to be very interesting to see how he manages Diaz. He's been a horse all season, but 28 pitches for a relief pitcher and then ask him to come back and get more than three outs the following night, I think is probably a bit of a tough call. So my guess is that Showalter is going to be looking for some length out of Bassett tonight in terms of staying in the game. And, it's the old story. This is a sudden death game. This is like the old-fashioned wild card games. It's whoever starts and the rest of the staff is available, perhaps other than the guy who started yesterday in DeGrom. Don't be surprised if we see a parade of pitchers for both teams as it gets late in the game. Even some of the starters may be coming in to relieve, because somebody's going to lose, somebody's going to go home. But it's an evening game. It's a national TV game. It's the only game today, so I'm not going to say it's must-watch television, because Sunday Night Football obviously is a candidate for that too. But from a baseball standpoint, I think it's a game that everybody's going to be watching tonight, that's for sure.
Most definitely. But, hey, let me ask you this then, as a follow-up. Who's a better matchup for the Dodgers, and who has a better chance to take the mighty Dodgers out?
Well, that's a great question, too, because you'd have to look at the regular season record and say it would be the Mets, because the Mets and the Braves were tied for the second-best record in the National League behind the Dodgers, albeit 10 games behind, the Dodgers winning 111, the Mets and the Braves both winning 101. But there's always that great rivalry between San Diego and Los Angeles, only 125 miles apart. The Padres were supposedly going to be the team that challenged the Dodgers this year. We all know that didn't happen for various reasons. I kind of like to see that series from a standpoint that it would add a California flavor to the series. But any time a team from New York is involved, you know that you're going to see a big TV series. I'm sure that Major League Baseball would like to see the Mets and the Dodgers in that series, two of the biggest TV markets in the country. I got to think, as I said before, I think it comes down to pitching, and I think if the Mets can keep the bats going the way they had them going on Saturday night, and they can get some pitching, I think the Mets can do it, but let's not count the Padres out. They're still an awfully good baseball team.
John, we got Cleveland and the Yankees. What's going to be the key for each team to get through each other with both these clubs?
Well, the Yankees have to get some good starting pitching. Their bats have to come alive, and perhaps more importantly, they have to stay healthy because the Yankees have had a lot of injury problems this year. Cleveland is basically playing with house money, one of the lower-based payroll teams in the league. They're sort of like Tampa Bay in that regard. They've done an awful lot with not very much money spent. They're an underdog. I think probably other than Yankee fans, everybody would be pulling for Cleveland to sneak that series out. Cleveland just has to keep getting the good pitching that they have gotten in the last two games, in the wild card series. They can get pitching like that, they're going to give the Yankees an awfully good run for their money.
John, we have the Mariners and the Astros going at it, obviously, in their series and the ALDS. Interesting here because it's two AL West teams obviously going at it, right? But in a weird way, we're used to seeing Oakland, and Oakland is obviously not in, and now it's Seattle, and they're riding high. Big comeback. Like, I'm sorry, I know that the Astros won 106 ball games, but the Mariners were in their division. They played them all season long. They saw them all season long. I don't know what the division – I have no idea what their heads-up record was, but at this point, the Mariners are riding extremely high, coming off of, you know, the two games in Toronto where they come back the way they did. They got to be feeling as good as anybody right now that they can take down the Astros.
Oh, no question about that. Seattle came to Toronto, I suspect, as underdogs from the standpoint that they had won less games and therefore were on the road. But they had beaten the Blue Jays in the season head-to-head series, so I guess that gave them a little bit of confidence. Houston's another matter. Houston is a much better team than Toronto is. We know that, and first game of that series, a fellow by the name of Justin Verlander is going to be throwing, who basically led the American League in every important pitching category this year. The Astros can get their bats going behind Verlander. They're going to get an early jump on that series. And, you know, even after you get past Verlander, there's two or three other good pitchers on that Houston staff. Seattle's going to be in a lot tougher against Houston than they were against the Blue Jays. I think the team is better. The pitching is better. And it is a longer series, and I still think the longer a series is, the better it is for the better of the two teams, and in this case, that would have to be the Houston Astros.
No, that makes sense, Mike. I don't mean to interrupt you here, but that makes sense. You know, I think you can sneak through the three out of five, the two out of three deal, right? You can sneak through that. I think a little easier than you can a four out of seven. I think what you're saying makes a ton of sense. Sorry to steal your thunder there. Go ahead, Mike.
No. John, we got one more series to talk about. We got the Phillies and we got the Braves. I think most people are thinking the Braves can win this, but what's going to be a key for Philly?
I think they have to do the same thing they did in St. Louis, Mike. I think they have to get some length out of their top two starters. That's Wheeler and Nola. If they can get two good games out of those guys and two starts out of each of them in the potential seven-game series, they can be in it. But Atlanta's just as good pitching-wise. I think Atlanta's a better team with the bats, and we know that Atlanta's a better team defensively. We know Philadelphia is not the greatest defensive team in the world. What it's going to come down to for Philadelphia is pitching. The back end of the bullpen is, to me, not steady. It's not set up well. We've got guys in, I wouldn't say experimental positions, but we've got guys closing that haven't been closing all year. To me, they haven't been a solid team. They kind of came on nicely at the end of the year, got into the playoffs. They're getting hot at the right time, a little bit like Seattle, as Andy described. But those two starting pitchers for Philadelphia hold the key. If they can get length out of both of those two guys, they'll give the Braves a run for their money. But overall, I just think the Braves are too deep for the Philadelphia Phillies at this point.
So I'm going with These are my picks. I'm going with the Yankees to win. I got them beating the Guardians, okay? I got the Astros beating the Mariners, but I'll be honest with you, I wouldn't be shocked. The momentum the Mariners are riding right now is pretty insane. I'm going to take the Braves to beat the Phillies, and I'm going to take the Dodgers to beat whoever the hell they're playing. It doesn't make a difference. Mike, who do you got, just out of curiosity?
No, I'm just going to ditto everything you said. I don't think, especially with the Dodgers, I don't think it's going to matter who they play. I think the Dodgers are just that good of a team to get into the next round and get on to the World Series.
I think what makes the Dodgers, John, I think what makes them so scary is the bats. I think what makes the Yankees so scary is the bats. And I think what makes the Astros so scary is the bats, the defense, just like everything, to be honest with you. And I think what makes the Braves dangerous is, you know what? Like, they had to play some great ball to get to where they're at to be the division winner. I think that's a little scary, too. I think we got four teams that are, to me, that I wouldn't be shocked if any of them win the World Series, John.
I can't disagree with you. I'm with the two of you in terms of who I see winning those four series. Andy, you talked about Houston and their pitching, but, you know, you talk about Verlander, then there's Valdez behind him and Urquidy behind him. That's a pretty good 1-2-3 punch in terms of a team that's as good defensively and with the bats as the Astros are. I still think that the World Series for the American League goes through Houston this year.
Have a great day, John. Appreciate you. We'll catch up with you next week and see if we look smart or if we don't look so smart. Have a great day.
My pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking Major League Baseball down. It's postseason time, baby. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we got to take a break. We'll be back. College football, NBA, you name it. We got you covered. Keep it close.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Andy. Hanging out with me, Mike Wilson, my tag team partner in crime. We just got done with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. We talk hockey. We talk baseball. Postseason baseball at this point in time is obviously hot on our minds, and we'll get into NHL hockey sooner than later. But bottom line is we got to talk a little college football. We got to maybe talk NBA, get your thoughts on who you think's going all the way in that. But at the end of the day, Alabama sneaks away from Texas A&M. Saban, Dabo, it just, you know, winds up being okay. These two guys, they walk off and shake each other's hands, and everything seems to be just fine with all the stuff that happened, obviously, in the offseason. But, hey, football's football, man, and Alabama somehow, some way, they got it done without Bryce Young in that lineup. And you can see, I'm sorry, but Milroy not as good. I'm sorry, it's just the truth. Right. And you're seeing Alabama struggle a little bit, Mike. Georgia, they beat up on Auburn, not really shocked there. Ohio State beats up on Michigan State. Michigan, that was a closer game than it sounds, but they wind up winning by 21 over Indiana. Clemson bullying Boston College. USC bullying Washington State. Oklahoma State beating Texas Tech. Tennessee beats LSU. A lot of people thought LSU had a chance, but didn't look so good for them right away, as Tennessee just kind of came out and, you know, bum rushed them, to be honest with you. Ole Miss, they beat up Vanderbilt. UCLA, that was cool to see. I'm becoming a fan of this UCLA team, man. I think they're fun to watch. They're exciting. They had a good offense. They beat Utah, who's usually the bar, I guess, as Mike Wilson would say, in the pack. Oregon, they get by an Arizona team that hasn't been good for a while. South Carolina, Kentucky. South Carolina gets the best of Kentucky. Kind of a shocker there, I guess you could say. NC State hangs on over Florida State. Wake Forest, they're all over Army, and Wake Forest always seems to have a pretty good football team. I don't know how, but they do. Notre Dame beating BYU, and I don't know if you watched any of that, but interesting, Manti Te'o was on the TV that I was watching, and they're talking to him, and I don't know if you happen to see his Netflix series that came out not too long ago, but that's out there. The guy's moved on. I think that's what you have to take away, Mike Wilson, from the whole Manti Te'o situation. He's moved on with his life. He's got a wife. He's got a baby girl. He's got a baby boy coming along. So good for him is my point. You know, like, he didn't let that whole craziness with the catfish thing take him down and ruin his life. He moved on from it. Maybe the game of the day, my friend, which is kind of crazy that I'm even saying this about Kansas, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, but that was an amazing football game with TCU. That Max Dugan kid is flat out, like, I like that kid, bro. He's a gamer. He's a baller. And I'll tell you what, Jason Bean came in because Daniels got hurt for Kansas, and Jason Bean almost put together one hell of a game to like win this football game for Kansas. They did fall short, but 38-31 to TCU, and I'm telling you what, man, I think I saw 10 amazing catches in that football game. It was just ridiculous, the playmaking that was going on in that football game. K-State beats Iowa State. A-State beats Washington, so I guess maybe things are turning around for the Devils. Who the hell knows? We'll see. Mississippi State beats Arkansas. Cincinnati beats South Florida. And if I'm not mistaken, dude, I I was watching a little late night Pac-12 after dark, my friend, and did your bees... Did the bees come up with something or what, my friend?
Yeah, they did come up with something. It was fun to watch. they pulled a rabbit out of the hat, you know. So it's always good to get a win. It's always better to get a road win. We'll take it. I don't care how it happened, but it did. You know,
beating the Cardinal, man. Beating the Cardinal, Stanford, yeah. Baby. Dude, I was watching that game, and all of a sudden, it's 28-27. Oregon State, the Beavers get it done. Are you kidding me? Come on, man. Can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, no, you can't make it up, and you can't write it like this in Hollywood kind of thing. But, no, it was fun to watch for sure. But, you know, getting back to the regular top 25, you know, at the end of that Bama game, you know, Texas A&M has that play to try to win it, and I was like, why is the ball not thrown in the end zone? Like, if you're trying to win this game, the ball is thrown short of the goalpost. What are we doing? What was the thought process there? And you're right, Alabama is not as good without their starting quarterback, the guy that came in. I forget. His last name was like Rhino or something like
Milrow,
that.
Milrow,
right.
Yep.
He's throwing picks. He's fumbling the ball. If I'm Nick Saban, I'm riding that guy during practice this week. You know, if he stays the starter because, you know, the regular starter is not in there, Bryce. But Georgia did, you know, there's a part of me that says Georgia's the best team in the country right now, even though they're ranked number two. It's kind of maybe splitting hairs. But Georgia's just jack-stomping anybody that they come up against. They just are. That defense is no
joke. They struggle with, like, Kent State, though. They had 2 weeks where they looked a little shaky, too.
Yeah, I'm still on that Georgia train. I still think they're the best team in the country. Ohio State has weapons, man. They got some weapons on that team, so they're kind of fun to watch. And look, the Michigan State coach, people might want to tell him he might be on the hot seat because it was just a few weeks ago or preseason they were ranked fairly high, and they got. They got their stuff handed to them when they went up to Seattle to play the Huskies a few weeks ago, and they've lost a couple other games. So I think he's maybe on a little bit of a hot seat. And I'll tell you what, your Sun Devils surprised me yesterday. I thought Washington was going to come down here and kind of beat them up by about 14 to 17 points. They showed some resilience yesterday and won that game. But the team that I'm keeping my eye on is Tennessee.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, man. They're explosive as all hell. Yeah. They got great offense, man.
Yeah, that offense is no joke. And other teams in SEC have to be on the lookout, man.
I agree. I agree with you on that one. They're an interesting ball club to definitely keep an eye on. I don't know if there's a path for them. I'm not exactly sure because they're going to have to beat, freaking Alabama, right? You're going to have to take down Alabama or somebody else. Like, I wonder how that's going to work out for Tennessee late in the season because you got Ole Miss there, right? I mean, SEC is going to be some tough sledding, bro. I mean, that's fun to see, but it's good to see Tennessee kind of back on the map. What did you think about Kansas's effort? Did you watch any of that game? Did you see that at all?
No, I watched some of that. You know, look, Kansas is a great story. I mean, look, let's face it. KU is a basketball school. Rock Chalk is all about hoops. Football has been such an afterthought at that school for so long. To see them have the success that they've had this year is great. You know, game day was there yesterday, and it's kind of one of those things, you know this, Andy. Game day shows up, and people are like, I don't know if I want game day showing up because that means, you know, you tend to lose. But to see the success that the coach and that staff is having with these players and building this program,
You know, look, the sky's the limit. Who knows if this continues the rest of the year? I hope it does, because I do root for KU to have some success in football and just not be a basketball school. It would be fun to see KU make a run, but it was fun to see. It's just fun to see programs that are down for so long have a kind of a rebirth, and they're right there. They're kind of trying to make a name for themselves, and KU is doing that.
No, I agree. It is good to see them having some success, and it was unfortunate that they were unable to, you know, get that win, get that victory over TCU. But Max Duggan, bro, I was impressed as all hell with that kid. And then their receiver, I think his name is Quentin Johnston or something along those lines. He was just really, really special. And there were just so many great plays in that football game, man, that it was awesome. Here's the one thing that I found to be strange, interesting, all at the same time. Like, you got game day there, right? They're getting you all hyped up and everything for the game, and then they don't even air that game on their network? I just kind of, like, it was a little strange to me, bro. I'm sorry, but, like, I get it, like, it happens that way, and I know the way that the rights and everything work, but you're going there to hype that game up. I don't know. To me, you figure out a way to air that game on your network, and then they wound up putting it on, you know, FS1 or whatever it was. But it just was, to me, that was weird, that was strange, and you know what? I know it's not the first time, it won't be the last time, but I think that was a mistake. That's all I'm trying to say. Somehow, some way, you need to figure out how to get that game on your network if you're there for game day. It just, to me, it just doesn't make a lot of sense. But sometimes I'm in my own world. Hey, I want to get this in with you before we got to get the heck out of here. NBA hoops, bro. I think maybe the next time you and I are on the air, it might be the opening night, or very damn close to opening night of NBA hoops. So what are we looking at this year, man? I mean, we know a lot of the storylines. You know, Bucks coming back from injury. Boston Celtics have their issues with Ime Udoka and what happened there and the fallout from that. You got the Golden State Warriors who, you know, they were the guys who got it done last year. The Suns didn't live up to the hype. I mean, LeBron is back. Like, dude, I could go on forever. But how are you feeling about this NBA season?
I think this is going to be one of the most interesting NBA seasons we've seen in a long time, because there are a lot of teams, I think, that can be in the mix. And, you know, let's not forget about the Clippers. You know, you got Paul George, you got Kawhi. I think they're going to be a force to reckon with. What's Dallas going to be? You know, they had some success. They made a run in the playoffs. They knocked the top seed out here in Phoenix in a game 7 where they're up by almost 50 points.
47.
You know, is Luka, going to be the MVP? He's certainly going to be in the conversation. And then, hey, we all know Draymond can throw a punch. So here we go.
Yeah, that's true, man. We didn't even talk about that. That was insanity. That's craziest. And he's all upset that it got out. Dude, when you do wrong, you better know somebody's going to exploit you because of it. We got to take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up this hour. That's my guy, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. And you know what? The Green Bay Packers and the New York Football Giants, they're all knotted up at 20 now in the fourth quarter. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere.
The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf. Hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime, his name is Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple few different ways, people. You can always call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me at Dorf on Sports, Facebook at Dorf on Sports, IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Hey, brother, I got to ask you, man, are you watching any of the golf that's taking place this weekend in Las Vegas at that TPC golf course?
I have not seen any of that.
Well, all right, so I'm watching on Saturday, right, and I'm watching Patrick Cantlay, one of the best players in the world, go out there and just absolutely dissect the golf course, dude. The guy shoots 11 under. He had a chance to shoot 12 under that notorious number of 59, right? Like, everybody is always trying to get to that
right. Illustrious
number of 59 on the tour, and doesn't do it, shoots a 60, but literally, like, catapults himself to the top of the leaderboard. It's an amazing, to me, like, dude, when you can go out there and birdie 11 of 18 holes, like, come on, man. Like, that's just craziness to me, right? So what these guys do on a week-in and week-out basis on the golf course, Mike Wilson, it sure is fun to watch, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It is fun to watch when I'm watching it, but to shoot 11 under like that, that's just impressive for anybody that's played golf. You get it. We understand.
Absolutely, man. We hear the music. That means hour number one is coming to a screeching halt. Hour number two on the horizon, all about the NFL, baby, which, by the way, Packers, Giants going at it, under 10 minutes to play in the game, and it's knotted up at 2020. We'll get into the NFL on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Weekly jobless claims are up. The Department of Labor says there are new fears gas prices will rise even higher now that OPEC and its allies plan to slash oil production. Oil analysts say that the short-sighted decision made by OPEC Plus. A group is looking into how many abortion clinics had and is disappointed by the short-sighted decision made by OPEC Plus. A group is looking into how many abortion clinics have closed this year from the
79 before the June 24th decision to 13 as of October 2nd. That's according to the Guttmacher Institute, a research group that supports abortions.
Murders increased slightly. Across the country last year, according to a new report by the FBI. Appearing on Fox Business, Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Hagerty says this is why he proposed legislation that would end so-called soft-on-crime policies.
That's prompted Marsha Blackburn and I, my senior senator from Tennessee, to put forward legislation to deal with this right now. We need to turn around and get our law and order reinstated here in our cities in America. We need to properly fund the police and prosecutors.
President Biden will be in New York and New Jersey on Thursday. New York Governor Kathy Hochul will join the president in Poughkeepsie to highlight a big investment by IBM. The company saying it will make a $20 billion investment in the Hudson Valley region over the next 10 years. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The already massive Powerball jackpot keeps getting bigger. With no grand prize winner in Wednesday night's drawing, the top prize has shot up to $348 million. The next drawing set for Saturday night. A big-time movie producer is in hot water.
Prosecutors in Los Angeles announced Wednesday that veteran producer Eric Weinberg was arrested Tuesday on multiple charges, including sexual assault and false imprisonment. Weinberg is best known as co-creator of the hit TV show Scrubs. Prosecutors say from the 1990s to as recently as 2020, Weinberg used his position in Hollywood to lure young women to photo shoots where he assaulted as many as 5 victims. But investigators say they believe there are many, many more. In a news conference Wednesday, L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon said no one is above the law.
We will hold anyone who commits such acts accountable, no matter what your job is, your wealth, or your privilege.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
New research shows the best time to eat is earlier in the day. Two new studies published this week suggest eating earlier in the day and within a 10-hour period may help with weight loss and improve cholesterol levels. Week 5 of the NFL season kicks off Thursday night with the Denver Broncos playing host to the Indianapolis Colts. That game can be seen on Amazon Prime. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Improve fuel mileage with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner at O'Reilly Auto Parts. A clean fuel system can increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage. Get Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner starting at $9.99 and earn 10 times O Rewards points on your purchase. Get the most out of every gallon. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I would be Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, my tag team partner in crime. His name is Mike Wilson. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. Holler, holler, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, this hour, all we talk about is the NFL and going on right now in London. The New York Football Giants have just taken the lead against the Green Bay Packers with just over 6 minutes to play, 27-20, a full docket of NFL football games. We're going to run them through for you people all day long here. We get through the hour before or right up to the games. We talk about this stuff all through every game. We break it down inside, outside, all around. We got you covered. Mike, football Giants, all of a sudden in the second half, playing a great football game against the Packers, my friend.
Yes, they are, and Saquon Barkley is looking good as well. So A-Rod better get his boys in line and do something here with 6 minutes to go.
Yeah, Saquon Barkley, a couple of big runs, and the New York Football Giants on top in London over the Packers. We got to take a break. We're going to dissect the NFL Week 5. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All righty, people, welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Andy, hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. You can get at us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports, IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. Packers driving with the ball right now, trailing 27-20 to the New York Football Giants, about 4:40 to play, and the Green Bay Packers on their own 45 or so yard line. We'll keep you posted again. Giants on top, 27-20 at the moment. The games that are coming later on today, let's go through this. The Steelers, who are now led by Kenny Pickett, the kid out of Pittsburgh, who gets the opportunity to start, and what an opportunity to start against the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo, or actually Orchard Park, New York, but they're playing the Buffalo Bills. You get what I'm saying. Chargers at the Browns. You got the Bears playing the Vikings. You got the Lions at the Patriots without Mac Jones once again. Big run there from Randall Cobb to get a first down for the Green Bay Packers and to keep the drive moving. Bears and Vikings going at it. Lie-downs, Patriots, like I said. Seahawks, Saints will be going at it. I don't know if Jameis is playing or not. He's been out. He's been having some issues, so Andy Dalton's been the guy there. Geno Smith for the Seahawks. We'll see who's playing for the Saints. I'll have to check that out. Dolphins, Jets, we do know Tua's not playing. I do know Zach Wilson is. I also know that Tyreek Hill is playing for the Dolphins, so good news for them on that front. Falcons playing the Buccaneers. I know Tampa Tom's playing there, and that's probably all that's going to matter at the end of the day there. That's kind of a nice welcome sight, seeing the Falcons on your schedule if you're the Buccaneers, because they've lost two in a row, Packers and Chiefs. I think that's nice for them to see, Mike. Titans playing at the Commanders. Commanders have struggled. The Titans seem like they're maybe figuring things out a little bit. Texans, Jaguars. We thought the Jaguars might get an upset last week in Philadelphia. It didn't happen. We'll see if they can get back to what they were doing the first couple, 3 weeks of the season against the Texans. 49ers, Panthers. Oof, I feel bad for Baker Mayfield today. That's all I'm going to say. Cowboys, Rams. That should be an interesting one because the quarterback controversy is just continuing to brew there, and I'm just kind of kidding, obviously. But tell you what, Cooper Rush, man, the dude can play football. He makes plays, and seems like the Cowboys are finding themselves at 3-1 now, and the Rams 2-2, and I think they've been up and down quite a bit. Eagles, Cardinals, still the only undefeated team are those Eagles, Mike Wilson. Bengals playing the Ravens, another good matchup. Happened on Thursday. It was a baseball game, actually. The Colts played the Broncos. It was 12-9. Just a really good baseball game. You know I'm kidding, but holy hell, that was the worst football game I think I've ever seen in my life. Good Lord, I'll never get those 3 hours back either. I ain't mad at you, Russell Wilson and Hackett, but holy hell, you guys are absolutely pathetic and terrible. All right, I got to go on. Raiders playing the Chiefs on Monday night. Oof, what a docket of games. Week 5, Mike Wilson, my friend.
You know, you bring up that Thursday night game, and I'm thinking everybody deserves a free month of Prime Video from basically watching that game. That game was so bad. I'm sitting there just going, why am I watching this? I'll watch the Jeffrey Dahmer thing instead. Like, it was just that bad. But there are a lot of good games today. The Steelers are a 14-point underdog for the first time in, I don't know, forever in Buffalo. It seems a little high to me. Hopefully Kenny Pickett can build on what he did last week. The whole Tua thing with Miami, at least you still have Tyreek Hill. You have Waddle. You have all that speed. Hopefully they can do something today. And then, you know, look, in our backyard, we got the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles in town playing the up and down. They just seem like they're just so up and down to me, Andy, the Arizona Cardinals. So I'm not sure what happens today. I have a feeling what may happen, and it may not be good. But there are a lot of good stories, as there are every week in the NFL. And the NFL season to me, and I think to you as well, Andy, has just been just so crazy. We can't get a hold of what's going to happen week to week. There are upsets, there are surprises, there are all sorts of stuff that goes on. And I don't think this week's going to be any different from what we've seen already.
Yeah, I mean, chaos. That's what we've come to expect, yeah, when we talk about NFL football from week in and week out. Speaking of which, Green Bay Packers driving on the move. I think they're inside of the 20-yard line now of the Giants, and we're at the 2-minute warning in that football game. You know, you mentioned a lot of things, and I got news for you. If I'm Kenny Pickett, man, and the first opportunity I have is the Buffalo Bills, I'm scared, but I'm also super excited. And, you know, the truth is
absolutely,
is that the Bills are banged up, man. Like, they're pretty banged up. And we don't have that much on Kenny Pickett right now, right? So
right,
if Kenny Pickett is going to shock people, like, it could happen sooner than later, if you know what I'm saying. Because the longer this kid's out there, the more you're going to check him out and see him and know what he has and what he brings to the table. I think the Buccaneers really, really need to figure out what's going on there. You know, the best availability, Mike, is just what I said, being available. And I think that they're having a personnel issue. You know, guys are having problems staying on the football field. Guys are having problems staying healthy. Tom Brady, off the field, he's got some issues, man, like the divorce and all that. And if it's all about football, man, I'm sorry, but, like, come on, woman. Like, you knew what you were getting into with this guy. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm sorry, but, like, so he's dealing with a lot of stuff on, off the field, and maybe this is the time where he's like, dude, I this is just too much. I can't handle it, right? But he's Tom Brady, so I'm putting nothing past this guy, and I think the Buccaneers will figure themselves out. The Dolphins, you know, still looking at that situation with Tua and just knowing that they put him out there in harm's way, and how do they respond? You know, they're playing a Jets team that they're playing a little bit better, man. You know, like Zach Wilson is
yep.
He's back in that lineup, and they're moving the ball. Like, I think the Jets are kind of a scary football team for the Dolphins, and I don't know, man. There's so much out there, dude. There really is. You know, like, let's talk a little bit about the Broncos and the Colts, and like I was talking about that baseball game that I was watching on Thursday night. I mean, that's atrocious. The quality level of what we're seeing, where would you put it right now? Like, are you impressed? Are you unimpressed? Are you sad? Like, what's up? How do you feel about what you're seeing on the football field?
Just in general with the whole league, or what I saw on Thursday?
Yeah, just in general, whole league. Go whole league. Whole league first.
Well, you know, here's what I'm seeing with the whole league. Like, guys are just getting hurt left and right, and not like your third and fourth string guys, because they're not playing. We're getting big time names.
No, actually,
getting hurt.
Actually, dude, the third and fourth stringers are playing because the first and second stringers can't stay on the damn football field. No, you're right on that. No, you're dead right. Go ahead, man. Sorry.
Right. You know what I'm saying. So it's one of those things that, and the biggest player that I look at getting hurt is T.J. Watt. Now Watt's going to be out for even longer because of knee surgery. Pittsburgh's not the same defensively without that guy, for sure. And there are other injuries and all that kind of stuff. But the level of play has just been not that great to me. I don't know where...
I agree. I hear the music. So do you. We got to take a break. Just over a minute left. Green Bay trailing 20-27. Looking to get a first down. It's 3rd and 2, and you know what? We've got almost an interception. That would have been wild. Fourth down, they're going to have to get a play here. We got to take a break. We'll come back on the other side, and we may have a finish for you and some news about what happened in Green Bay and New York in London. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We got to take a break. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by MedDiet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us? We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and the annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Come on, you watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
Welcome back in, everybody. Wow. Chaos ensues in week five here in the NFL. And at the end of the day, the Green Bay Packers choke in London as they score 20 points in the first half and do not score a point in the second half of a football game. And the Giants, 27, Green Bay going to finish up with 20. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Like I said, I'm Andy Dorf, hanging out with me, Mike Wilson. You can too. Call us, please, man. If you've been watching this game, it's just absolute insanity how the Green Bay Packers literally fell apart 1,000%. Anyways, bottom line, they lose. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike. It's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, dude, just real quickly, let's break this down for a quick moment, Mike Wilson. Packers score 20 in the first half, don't score in the second half. Giants score 17, if I'm not mistaken. They were down 20-10 at the half. 27-20 finish is going to be the final, most likely, as there's just a few seconds left. But bottom line, Green Bay Packers were moving the ball, looking all right in the first half. Second half, can't do a damn thing. The Giants really took advantage of that, and Saquon Barkley erupted in the second half.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, Green Bay looked good in the first half. Giants not so much in that first half. And then Green Bay just got stale. They got stale. They got, I think they maybe a little bit of complacency on their part. I didn't think the play calling was all that great, but look, you got to give it to the Giants. Giants did what they had to do. They had to make plays. Saquon Barkley making some plays, making some good runs, some long runs. So look, at the end of the day, you know, I know Green Bay is your team, but you know, you're going to give all credit to the Giants for doing what they had to do to win a game across the pond there in London.
Absolutely, and Daniel Jones outplays Aaron Rodgers. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the truth. I know he didn't have any touchdowns. He didn't have any interceptions either, but he's 21 of 27. I'm talking about Daniel Jones. Rodgers, 25 of 39. That's what he is. Two touchdowns on the day, no interceptions. But truth be told, man, just not going down the field. Like, nobody having 100 yards receiving for the Green Bay Packers. His guy right now seems to be Randall Cobb. Lazard can't really find himself totally. Tonyan seems to be okay, but maybe not getting him the ball enough. I don't know, man. The Green Bay Packers definitely have their issues. But the New York Football Giants, take no credit away from them. they deserve to win this football game with the second half performance that they put on, 17-0 in the second half. You know, at the end of the day, man, it is what it is. You get what you deserve, and now they're going to take the ball and they're going to run out of the end zone, it looks like, and go for a safety there. So, interesting move. I'm not quite sure I would have done that, Mike Wilson. But, hey, the New York Football Giants are giving the Green Bay Packers 2 points because they were back up against it in their end zone there. And they had to punt it, but instead of choosing to punt it, where I guess something crazy could have happened, they run it out, run as much time as they can. 10 seconds left on the clock now. 27-22 is the score. Rodgers may get, one or two tosses downfield. And, you know, if there's anybody that can throw the Hail Mary, we know it is Aaron Rodgers. So game not completely over yet, but pretty much the probability of them winning at this point, I don't know what it is, but can't be very high. Okay, so let's start getting into some of the other chaos that's going to ensue, and we might as well talk a little bit about Kenny Pickett and the Bills a little bit more.
Right.
First opportunity for him going up against Josh Allen to get a victory for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They need a victory really bad. They've only got one on the season so far. They make the move. They go from Trubisky to Kenny Pickett. You kind of called it a week ago. You said, hey, I could see him going to him in this game. They did make that move. He did ignite them a little bit. I think he had a couple rushing touchdowns. He got the ball moving a little bit for them. So, look, at the end of the day, man, I think that the future is definitely okay for them, right? Like, the future is going to be okay. But right now, Kenny Pickett, is this a good starting spot for him in Buffalo, Mike Wilson? Be honest.
You know, look, a good starting spot going up against one of the best teams of the AFC, you want to tend to say no, for sure. Because, I mean, let's face it, Buffalo is a pretty good team. Like, they got a great offense, led by Josh Allen, the whole thing. Right now, that defense is a bit banged up on the backside. They got corners, they got safeties that are playing hurt, that are hurt. So there's going to be opportunity today for Kenny Pickett, I think, to throw the ball downfield and make some plays. The key in this game is going to be, can that Pittsburgh offensive line, which is average at best right now, they're young, there are some issues, can they hold up against that defensive line of the Buffalo Bills, which is real? They are big, they are strong, they bully people. That's going to be the key. If Kenny can't get time to throw like any other quarterback, it's going to be a struggle today. But I agree that the future is now for Kenny and Pittsburgh. I think in the long run, they're going to be just fine. Kenny Pickett's not afraid to step in the throws and throw the ball downfield and do whatever he has to. Like, last week was the perfect spot for him to come in. He's at home. He's played on that field before. And so he probably felt real comfortable. But Buffalo and Orchard Park is a different animal. So it's going to be interesting to see how his offensive line blocks for him. What kind of a running game are they going to get out of Najee Harris and the other running backs from Pittsburgh as well? Because if you're relying on Pickett to throw it 50 times this game, you're not going to win the game. Kenny's going to need a running game. He's going to need Freiermuth, the tight end, to have a game as well. So a lot of things today are going to have to go right for Pittsburgh to beat the spread and even just to come out with a victory. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, Najee's been banged up. They've just been banged up in general, all over the place.
Yeah.
Deontay Johnson hasn't found his way, really, his rhythm yet either. Maybe
he
finds a little bit more with Kenny Pickett. We'll see what happens. All right, let's move on a little bit. Chargers, man. Where are you on the Chargers? And by the way, it is official. Green Bay goes down in London. Aaron Rodgers chokes, and he may have hurt his arm right there on that play. You never know. Really, really tough loss for the Green Bay Packers across the pond, like you said. They go down to the Giants, 27-22. The two losses, the Vikings and the Giants, they may be kicking themselves at the end of the year for those two losses. But kudos to the Giants again. And, you know, so many questions about Daniel Jones. I got news for you, man. Like, they didn't pick up his option in the season. Dude's playing like he's a guy on an island all on his own. And in a weird way, I pull for guys like that. So kudos to Daniel Jones. Kudos to the New York Football Giants for taking this game from the Green Bay Packers in London, all right? There, I said it, man, and I'm a Packer fan, so I ain't mad at you, Green Bay, but you let me the hell down. Okay, what's up with the Chargers? Let's talk a little bit about that. Like, Justin Herbert has the rib injury. We know about that. I'm not a big fan of their coach. I think Staley's
right
awful at best. I think there's a lot of guys in this league that there's no risk, this risk it, no biscuit type attitude that B.A. brought, but he actually kind of had a little sense with what he was doing, whereas these other guys just seem to me like they're just making stupid decisions for the hell of it and not having any consequences in a business that's all about winning. But that's all beside the point. What's up with the Chargers, man? Like, where are you on them?
See, with the Chargers, this is a tough thing. I love Herbert. I love Justin's game. I like how he throws the ball. I mean, you and I both know, like, he's legit 6'6", 6'7". There's no, you know, adding height to him. Like, he's a big kid. He can run. He can throw. But I think as a team, and even with Justin individually, I think people are putting too much praise and putting too much, like, that's a good team on them when they haven't done anything yet. It's one of those things where everybody likes the Chargers, and they want to say the Chargers can make a run in the playoffs, and they have these weapons, which is true. We have to admit that. But at the same time, they haven't done anything. They haven't won anything. They haven't made the playoffs. They haven't done anything to cause me to go, oh, yeah, San Diego, the Chargers are going to be this, that, and the other thing. So I think we got to pump the brakes on them a little bit.
Yes, that's exactly where my head is. Pump the brakes on this Charger team. Lots of weapons, but extremely bad coaching, and that goes a long way with what happens on the football field. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to give you our picks of the day, analysis as well. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorfunk Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at us a couple few different ways. Call us if you like, but at this point, I'm not sure we'll take your call because we got to get through the games. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorfunk Sports. Facebook, Dorfunk Sports. IG, it's the real Dorfunk Sports there. All right, let's go through the games, my friend. As we know, Packers go down in London, the choke fest to the New York Football Giants as they scored 2 points in the second half, and those were given to them by the Giants. 27-22 is the final there. Steelers playing the Bills, my friend. The first outing for Kenny Pickett in a starter's role. He goes up against Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills, who are 3-1. Steelers are 1-3. Who's going to win this football game where the Buffalo Bills are a 14-point favorite?
Oh, I think Buffalo wins this. I think Pittsburgh beats the spread, though, but I think Buffalo wins this up in Orchard Park.
I'm going with Buffalo as well, and maybe 10 points. Never know. But I do think that
they win
this football game. And Kenny Pickett, you see some good, you see some bad, you see some of the future, and you see some of the inexperience. But all in all, I think they're on the right path. Chargers playing the Browns. I'm going to go with the Chargers here, and I'm going to just start out by saying the reason I like them is I know that Keenan Allen's out, but Austin Eckler seemed to find himself last week with 3 touchdowns. They got him into the offense a lot more, using him in both the passing game and the running game, and that's what made him very effective last season. So I think without Keenan Allen, you have to weigh a little heavier on guys like that. So look for that to continue. Look for Herbert to get a little bit more healthy. I think the Browns have a great running game, which is always going to be difficult. But I think the Chargers will lock them down in that passing game and make them very one-dimensional. I think the Chargers are going to get it done. I like them on the road.
I'm telling you, dude, talk about two teams that you really can't trust from week to week, man, with the Browns and the Chargers. But I'm going to go with the L.A. Chargers in this for basically the same reasons that you have. I think the Chargers win by 7-8 points, something like that.
Look, we will see what happens, and I agree that these offenses, I feel like they could go different ways. Bears playing the Vikings.
Right.
The Vikings have been playing decent football, to be honest with you. Like they're 3-1.
Yep.
They're a team that's 3-1 that we're not really talking much about. The Bears are 2-2, and they're probably lucky to be 2-2. To be quite honest with you. I like the Vikings, and I kind of like the Vikings a lot. I think the Bears have trouble scoring points in this game. That's that's what I see. So I think maybe a big day for Kirk Cousins, maybe a big day for Dalvin Cook, maybe both those receivers, Thielen and Jefferson, have a nice day. I like the Vikings big time.
Oh, I like the Vikings big time. The Chicago, like you said, should be feeling real lucky that they're 2-2. I think Chicago's just a bad team. I think everybody on that offense for Minnesota gets off today, and I think Minnesota wins big, like you said.
All right, Lydon's playing the Patriots, and what makes this interesting and intriguing, obviously, is no Mac Jones. I was actually pretty impressed with the kid from West Virginia. I don't know about you, but from Western Kentucky. I was impressed. I thought he looked pretty damn good. So ultimately, I think that either Bill Belichick does what Bill Belichick does all the time, right? And he finds that diamond in the rough, or we just didn't have enough on the guy yet to know how to play him. But I like the Patriots. With all that being said and done, I think they figure out a way to beat the Lie-Downs in Foxborough.
Yeah, look, let's face it. The Lie-Downs are still the Lie-Downs, brother. I'm going to take New England into this, and I think Belichick gets another win today.
Okay, so Seahawks are playing the Saints. Geno Smith actually hasn't been all that bad this season.
Right.
I don't know. Do we know who's starting for the Saints? Is Jameis coming back? It looks like Alvin Kamara will be playing. Jarvis Landry is a surprise inactive. Okay, so quarterback Jameis Winston, it looks like. Hold on, I'm trying to see this. Jameis Winston is inactive. So, again, you got Andy Dalton, probably throwing the ball for the New Orleans Football Saints, and man, this is weird, but holy cow, I can't take the Seahawks here. I just can't. I got to think that the Saints figure out a way to get a win at home where it's a pretty tough place to play. I'm taking the Saints, and it might only be by a field goal, but I think the Saints figure out a way to pull this one out with a lot of guys injured, but Alvin Kamara back on the field, I think that makes a difference.
Yeah, hey, look, for the Sea Chickens to win this game, they need a little bit of that Seattle Mariner mojo going, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think, like you said, New Orleans figures out a way. I think Kamara, has a day, but, you know, I think New Orleans does just enough to get by.
Dolphins in the Jets, 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 Jets. Dolphins doing it once again with Teddy Bridgewater, no Tua. Zach Wilson back on the field. Miami's a slight favorite. Tyreek Hill is playing. Yeah. I do think that makes a big difference. The Jets have kind of had their number. I'm sorry, I think that the Dolphins have had their number. I think that that's going to continue. I don't put a lot of stock in the Dolphins because the Jets have been, they've been surprising the last couple weeks, you know, and they beat Cleveland, where Cleveland kind of fell asleep, and, you know, then they win another game. Like, I don't know, man. There's something about what's kind of happening, but I think the Dolphins have more talent. I got to think the Dolphins can win this game.
Yeah, I think the Dolphins win it by a small margin, but look, Zach Wilson, like you said, they go in there and they beat Cleveland. They go into Pittsburgh last week and they beat Pittsburgh. There's some good things happening for the Jets, but I think today Miami just has just enough, just like New Orleans will today, to beat the Jets.
Falcons and Buccaneers. Welcome sign to see the Falcons on your schedule.
Yeah.
If you're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have been struggling themselves. They're both 2-2 at this point. I think Tom Brady can figure out how to score points, and I don't think that defense will be as bad this week as they were against Kansas City, where they gave up 41. I really like the Buccaneers this week. I think they win by double digits, maybe 2 touchdowns, maybe 10. I think, you know, the Falcons could score a late score to make it maybe a single-digit game, but I think the Buccaneers lay the smack down a little bit here, and I think they get a nice victory at home.
I think it's Tampa Bay by a bunch today. I Atlanta's just bad, so I think it's TB12 just has a good day. It's the Bucs all day today.
Titans and Commanders. I think the Titans are figuring things out. Yep. I think they're going to be hard to score points on. The Commanders with Carson Wentz, they're up and down, man. They've got one win. They've got three losses. The Titans seem to have righted the ship to a certain degree. I'm going to stick with that, and I'm going to take the Titans to win a nail-biter on the road against the Commanders.
I'm going to take the Titans anytime you can give it to Derrick Henry and all that. I'm going to side with that, so I'm going to take the Titans.
Texans and Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence, a little good, a little bad, but overall I think he's improved, and he's showing it. So I think that the Jaguars will rebound from their loss last week, and they get a victory over the Texans, who are they're 1-3, and the Jaguars are 2-2. I think the Texans are going to put up a good fight, but I think that the Jaguars figure out a way to get it done.
Jaguars today by 10.
Okay, nice. I like it. 49ers, Panthers. Look, the 49ers defense is all that and a bag of chips. I know people question whether Jimmy G will make the right decisions, and at times he makes bad decisions. It is what it is. I think that he's a really good quarterback, and I think people got to just give him some time to get back into this offense and take command of things, and hopefully they can continue with their running game. And we know how special Debo is. He's ridiculous. Give that guy the ball in space. I think the 49ers make it extremely difficult on Baker Mayfield, and sooner or later that bromance with Baker is going to die, and they're going to get fed up with the dude.
Right.
I like the 49ers today.
Yeah, no, I like the 49ers too. I mean, they were impressive the way they just manhandled the Rams. Jimmy G's, look, he's going into this game knowing he's getting another $350,000 just for playing in the game. So, you know me, I love myself and Jimmy G. I think the Niners win today fairly comfortably.
Cowboys and Rams. Cowboys are playing pretty well with Cooper Rush, and the Rams are up and down because basically Matty Stafford only knows one guy or knows how to throw to one guy, which is Cooper Kupp, and sprinkles in Tyler Higbee here and there. He needs to figure out how to work Allen Robinson in the game, other receivers. This guy's got a bunch of weapons that he's not using. He's got tunnel vision. For that matter and that matter
right.
alone, I'm going to shock you here. I'm going to take the Cowboys on the road.
Oh, you took the shock factor away from me again, Dorf. Dang it. I'm gonna take the Cowboys as well. I just think they have better talent. They're just playing better right now.
Eagles and Cardinals, man. I think the Cardinals will put up a good fight, but I think in the end, the Eagles just have a little too much offense. Sanders, A.J. Brown, not even talking about the young wide receiver, Smith. We're forgetting about him. Jalen Hurts is MVP-like this season so far. I think that continues. I don't think it's as tough coming from the East Coast to the West Coast. I think it's different West Coast to East Coast. So I'm going to take the Eagles in the late game, or, you know, the afternoon games. I think they continue to be undefeated. I'm sorry. I think they continue to be the team that the only team that is undefeated in the league, and they keep winning, man. Eagles are 5-0 after this week.
Yeah, I think the Eagles are 5-0 too. I think Philly wins by 2 touchdowns, actually.
Bengals and Ravens, maybe a game of the day type thing, and that's a Sunday nighter. I like the Bengals. I think that Joey Burrow in big games and Sunday night, he's going to shine, man. And Ja'Marr Chase has been too quiet all season long. Like, Higgins has been the dude so far. So you got to get Chase and Burrow going. I'm going to take the Bengals on the road, and they take down Lamar and the Ravens.
I'm going to take Baltimore in this. I think Baltimore is going to figure this out. I think they're going to get to Burrow a bunch, and Lamar has a big game, Baltimore, tonight.
Wow, okay. Monday nighter, man. Monday nighter, baby. Raiders and Chiefs. I like the Chiefs. I think the Chiefs' offense isn't really missing a beat without Tyreek Hill. Travis Kelce's been special, and I think Juju, well, if he's playing, I'm not sure or not, but the receiving core is just fine is my point. Patrick Mahomes,
right.
Clyde Allaire has been better than people expected. I like the Chiefs, man. I think the Raiders continue to struggle this season.
Yeah, Kansas City by 2 touchdowns.
Wow, we cruised through those games today, my friend. All right, so hear the music. That means we're coming up on the end of the show, and like always, each and every week, it's parting shot time on the other side, people. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call eInsurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us a couple few different ways. You can always do it on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it would be Dorf on Sports. Look for posts after week 5 of the NFL. And then IG, it would be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike, my friend, it's parting shot time. And guess what? You are up.
My parting shot goes out to the San Antonio Spurs. We didn't talk a lot of NBA today. It's preseason, the whole thing. But San Antonio went to the town of Uvalde and held an open practice for the people of that community that have been suffering since that school shooting. That's an organization that understands their place in the community, in the association. So hats off to Popovich and the San Antonio Spurs for doing what they should do.
Yeah, man, always like to see when people are doing good out there in the world. Look, I'm going to have a week five shout out and parting shot for what could happen on that football field. In case you missed it, the Green Bay Packers scored 20 points in the first half down in London over the pond, right? And the New York Football Giants scored 10 points. And then all of a sudden in the second half, they come out and they play a really solid, clean second half of football. And you can be mad and upset about it if you're a Packer fan. But truth be told, Green Bay was stagnant in the second half, didn't deserve to win the football game. My point is this. When you expect certain things to happen, you're going to be very disappointed. So go into the week with an open mind and just enjoy what you're going to see from all these people that go out there and lie their bodies out on the line every single week playing football. For Mike Wilson, John Poulter, Robert, I'm going to say peace. I'm the Dorf Man. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.